Our guest analyst this afternoon is U.S. Commodities, Don Rose. Don, let's reflect a little bit on the grain markets this week. What were some of the big takeaways following the USDA report?
Well, you know, I think we did have a hangover from the USDA report, but really what we found out is we've got an awful lot of negative news dialed into the market. We spent the week trying to go lower, but really not a lot of new pressure here. So I think it was just a lack of any new bearish news. We've got most of the negative news dialed in, the large ending stocks, the rising production in South America. Argentina corn is priced well under the U.S., but their harvest lows as they're harvesting probably not that far away. So next up is the northern hemisphere weather, the spring and summer weather, and the trade policies.
What about the livestock markets?
Yeah, I think when you look at the cattle market, it really tried to follow the hogs up this week on the Chinese hopes for buying. And we did have a record amount of pork bought this week by the Chinese, the largest amount on record, the largest amount since July 2014. A little bit of a question mark with that, whether that was state-owned purchases or whether it was out of the state-owned, because state-owned purchases do not have that tariff on of 62%. So that's a little bit of a difference there. But it was weather-supported, the cattle, and the hog support continues to come from large supplies here in the U.S., but overcome with potential buying out of China and their hog herd. The government said this week by the end of 2019, their hog herd will be down 18% and to 350 million head versus 428 million, and the U.S. has about 74 million head.
So is that, we'll take that stat with a grain of salt, I guess, if that's what they're saying.
Yeah, you know, that is it. You know, we have a hard time getting real accurate information out of China. And even if you have the information, does that equate to new buying? That's what we're going to watch. And this week it did. The market really wasn't totally caught off guard, and it didn't react really wildly to the news.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the markets as we head into next week?
Well, I think what's going to happen is this time of year, weather gets to be more important, actually week by week or day by day. And I think the trade's going to watch very close these planning dates. And when it starts to move past the optimal planning date from a yield standpoint, that was probably when the market kicks in. But end of the week, the funds are sitting record short in Kansas City. They're sitting short about 250,000 contracts of corn and about 80,000 contracts of beans. They added to the short this week. So that is a catalyst if we ever get, you know, as the news that would give us a catalyst to the upside.
Once again, we've been visiting with U.S. Commodities, Don Rose.